From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a terrorist attack on a hotel in Mali leaves dozens dead. Malian soldiers are attempting to secure the luxury hotel in the capital city, Bamako, Friday afternoon, several hours after it was attacked by Islamist militants. There are reports of at least 27 bodies being found at the Radisson Blue in Bamako, with the United Nations warning the death toll could go higher. Explosions and gunfire could still be heard coming from the hotel as Malian special forces went through the building floor by floor, searching for possible gunmen. At least four armed men stormed the hotel early Friday morning. Initial reports said the militants took about 170 captives of multiple nationalities. Malian officials have said that all the hostages have been freed. At the United Nations, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned Friday's attacks. UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric said that the UN peacekeeping mission has been assisting Malian authorities in handling the violence.
The Secretary General condemns the horrific terrorist attacks at the Radisson Hotel in Bamako, which killed an unknown number of civilians and injured many more. He expresses his sincere condolences to the government of Mali and the bereaved family and wishes a speedy recovery to the wounded victims of this attack.
The Secretary General also expressed concern that the attacks came at a time when the peace process in Mali is making what he called good progress. The former French colony has been battling Islamist militants for years. An Al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for Friday's attacks. This is VOA News.